You turn with me, please, to the 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis, reading from verse 22. And he, is Jacob, he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over all that he had, and Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou should ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, "For I have seen that the face of God, I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Last week, I mentioned that these studies would be about the essentials for pleasing God. And last week we considered that of wholehearted obedience. Apart from that, there can be no pleasing of God. Now today, I want us to consider another matter, that of absolute submission. Absolute submission to Him. That alone is a way to please God. What do we mean by submission? The placing of ourselves wholeheartedly at the feet of the Lord for His disposal. That is spoken of very clearly in the first chapter of the first verse of the 12th chapter of Romans. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies holy unto the Lord." Holy, acceptable unto with God, which is your reasonable service. The word present there means the place at God's disposal. It's a matter that is absolutely essential if we are going to seek to please God in our lives. We're so ready to plan out our own lives, so ready to take things into our own hands. But the thing is, this matter of submission, the presenting of ourselves to God for His disposal, for Him to act as He will, not as we plan. And it's this problem of total submission that I want to speak of this morning as being one of the essentials. Essentials, I emphasize that word. One of the essentials for pleasing God. In other words, God cannot be pleased with you or me apart from our full and wholehearted submission to Him. We have that brought before us in the verses that I read in Jacob's experience. And he rose up that night. I emphasize those two words. It's a night that Jacob never forgot. That night of all other nights, he rose up that night and sent over the called Jabbok, which means emptying, sent over all that he had, absolutely emptied himself. Jacob was left alone that night. Have you ever had such a night in your life and experience? That night, Jacob was left alone. He had that wonderful experience. Somebody came and wrestled with him, and all night Jacob was resisting for all he was worth, whoever this was that was wrestling with him. Jacob wasn't prepared to submit. He wrestled and wrestled and wrestled until the one who was wrestling with him said, "Let me go." And then Jacob said, "I won't let you go unless you bless me." Jacob had come to realize that the one who wrestled with him was more than a mere man. It was one who could bless him. And he clung on to that one. Wouldn't let him go. "Let me go." "No, I'll not let you go unless you bless me." And then this one who was wrestling with Jacob asked him his name. "What's your name?" "Oh, my name's Jacob, supplanter." He had to confess the awful fact of who he was. Self-discovery. That tremendous night, that night, with this wrestling experience, brought to Jacob the self-discovery of who he was. "What is your name?" "Oh, my name is Jacob. Supplanter." "Ah, but God had something else to say then. Oh, your name will not be called anymore Jacob. Your name is going to be Israel. A prince with God. Ruled over by God." Jacob was brought out of the experience of self-trust and self-planning to absolute submission to someone else who was better than he, God. Then Jacob said, "Well, what's your name? What do you want to ask after my name for?" And he blessed him there. He blessed Jacob there. Oh, what a night that Jacob had that night. Would he ever forget it? Never in all his life would he forget that terrific experience. And moreover, God gave him something that would make him remember it. For when he clung on to the one who wrestled with him and wouldn't let him go, that one touched Jacob's thigh and put it out of joint, so that he halted on his thigh ever after. And as he walked, hobbling along with a broken thigh, all the rest of his life, it must have brought before him the remembrance of that terrific experience when he had that wrestle overnight with God. And God gave him a new name, speaking of victory. For God had put Jacob to the test as to whether he was really submitted to God or not. Oh, Jacob sent over all that he had. He'd given it all over, and he was left alone. But was he really submitted to God? God put him to the test that night with his terrible experience of wrestling in that ark. Until he was brought to absolute submission. Submission to God. And he bore with him ever after the sign of that submission. He halted on his side. How do we apply this to ourselves? Submission to God is an absolute essential to pleasing Him. But how often do we think of it? How often are we ready for it? We're prepared to face up to facts and plan out our own way. But that's not submission, is it? Submission is just yielding absolutely and entirely to God and allowing Him to do the planning, allowing Him to undertake in guiding as to what is to be. That's true submission. And that's what God is desiring in these lives of ours. A life of true and absolute submission to Him. Are we ready for it? It's not going to be easy. We may perhaps yield ourselves to the Lord and feel that we've done what we ought to do. And yet, when the test comes, shall we prove the fact that we are submitted to God? That we are ready to go His way? If we're going to please God, let us remember that this is an essential. Not only what we were considering last week, wholehearted obedience, that is essential, but so is this week's title, Absolute Submission. Allowing Him to guide and control these lives of ours, that we may be led on into all that He has planned and purposed for us, and that we may thus fulfill His purpose. Jacob started that night resisting for all he was worth and wrestling, but we find that he finished by clinging. He clung on to the one who was wrestling with him, and he wouldn't let him go. "Let me go," said this one. "No, I'll not let you go unless you bless me." You see, it's not only the matter of sending over all that we have, the matter of yielding to the Lord. It's a matter also of submitting to Him and clinging to Him, allowing Him to rule and to control. But I tell you, give a testimony of something that happened in my own life. As a young man, God spoke to me of this matter of submission. And I yielded to the Lord, as I thought, to let Him have that submission. But apparently, my act of yielding was not a full submission to the Lord. Sometime later, I was travelling by train from London to Hastings, and it so happened that I had the carriage for myself. These carriages in the trains in England usually arranged for seating 8 or 10 people. But I had a carriage to myself, and as the train rolled on over the rails, pumpety pump, pumpety pump, pumpety pump, I was left there alone, and nobody else could come in because the train didn't stop. It was an express train from London to Hastings. So I had the whole journey alone in that carriage. And the Lord spoke to me. Brought to my mind that which I had said some little time before, that I had yielded to him. And he questioned my own heart. Have you really yielded? Are you fully submitted? And as the train pumpety 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 pump went on, it was banging into my own heart what the Lord was wanting, a full submission to him. Until I had to get down on my knees in that carriage and just yield myself wholeheartedly to the Lord. I little dreamt then what it was going to mean. But the Lord had gained his way in gaining an absolute control of my life as I yielded unreservedly to him. And it was not so very long afterwards that he laid upon my heart the work of the gospel in China. What? Go to China? Haven't you yielded to me? Haven't you submitted your life to mine? To me? Go to China. Preach the gospel there to the Chinese. Do what I tell you. Oh, yes, Lord, I will. And so the Lord sent me to China. For 28 years, I served the Lord there in China, until the communists made it impossible. What were we going to do then? Kicked out of China, but there were plenty of other Chinese in the world who were not in China. And the Lord sent us over to Borneo to work amongst the Chinese there. And we had 17 years of wonderful missionary work there amongst the Chinese in Borneo, establishing a Chinese assembly and an English-speaking assembly that has gone on and is going on today and is expanding into the surrounding countryside. Until there's been 3 or 4 other assemblies established since then. What was the reason of it all? Borneo had no assembly work. The Lutherans had a missionary work there of some sort, but it wasn't very evangelistic. And the Chinese were hardly touched at all. But the Lord sent us there. A wonderful work was done. What was the cause of it all? Was that day in that railway carriage when he spoke to my heart, and I got on my knees and yielded myself entirely and absolutely to the Lord, a full submission to him for his plan and purpose in this life of mine. And so the Lord led on. Oh, how I praise the Lord for all that has been wrought through that time and that experience in the train from London to Hastings. Have you had such an experience in your life when you've had to yield yourself entirely and absolutely to the Lord? A full-hearted submission to him. Not to plan out your own lives. Oh, we're so easy, so ready to plan our own lives, are we not? So ready to put things together and work out our way. But that's not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us to yield ourselves entirely and absolutely to him. And let him control. Let him lead. That is what we mean by submission. Submitting ourselves to Him for His control and for His guidance and for His working in our hearts and lives. Are we ready to please the Lord? I'm sure there's not one of us but what would like to say, I want to please the Lord. Well, to please the Lord, not only must we give wholehearted obedience, as we were considering last week, but we must give, as we're considering this morning, that true submission to Him, as Jacob had to. God put Jacob to the test, and Jacob resisted, and he wrestled all night. He wasn't going to have it. But then he had to cling on. Then at last he had to come to a true submission. And it may be that the Lord may have to deal with us if we're not prepared fully and wholly to submit ourselves to Him. Jacob went through a tremendous experience that night. Underline those words. And that night, it was a wonderful night in Jacob's life and experience. That night. And that was the night when God got His way with Jacob and turned his name to Israel, the Prince of God. Have we had such a night? Oh, that the Lord may help us. That He may bring before us the need of absolute and total submission to Him. That He may plan our lives and that we may be prepared to let Him plan and to follow His way. And to know the outworking of His purpose in these lives of ours. Total submission is pleasing to the Lord. May the Lord give us grace to yield ourselves so entirely and absolutely to Him, submitting our all to Him, that He may control these lives of ours.